live through BBS Radio Online. Good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you. The Wednesday, meaning if you have questions, we have answers. Today it is April 25th, 2018. Thank you for being here. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And I heard two dings here shortly.
Please,
and I welcome those that came in online.
Hi, Bisha, hi.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome to the call.
Oh, John. John Munter.
Hello, John. John Hunter, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
And then there was Cecil, the C6E serpent from Sunshine, Seattle.
All right. Hello, Cecil. Welcome to you both, gentlemen. You guys are the first two.
Wow. Well, must be all the sunshine people out there gardening.
Good.
Yeah, we have your sunshine up here, too, because all the snow's melted pretty much. And
all right.
Almost summer, yeah. I'm making just the end of my maple syrup right now.
Okay.
Wow. That sounds like good stuff.
It's fun, yeah.
I wish you could ship me some.
Yeah. Well, come on out anytime and you can have some.
Oh, good. Well, I don't do much traveling.
I don't either. I just stay around here, and people want to see me, they pretty much have to come to me.
Yep. That's what happens here. And my wife's got dementia, and it kind of complicates us going anywhere except for groceries and few things like that.
Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. I'm John Munter in Minnesota.
Cecil Jepson in Seattle.
Hello.
Welcome.
How's the weather in Pennsylvania?
It's beautiful. Was it beautiful? It was rainy, and then the sun came out.
Oh, it's beautiful in Minnesota and Seattle as well.
Yeah.
I got a daughter in Minnesota.
Oh, Twin Cities?
In Rochester. She works for the Mayo Clinic down there.
Oh, so is my daughter, Mara Munter. She works for the Mayo Clinic.
Cool.
How about that?
Small world, right here.
Just got hired last spring, or last fall, so she's fairly new.
My daughter's been working there for many years, and now my granddaughter is working there also.
Wow.
About a year.
Uh-huh.
I got two of them working there.
Yeah, my daughter graduated from Pensacola Christian College. It was really inexpensive and very well regarded, actually.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's a well-respected company, and they got offices in several different places.
And welcome those people that just joined in on BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. We are awaiting Wynn and Terry and Sedona to become present on the show over here.
Got to get that helicopter cranked up. I've got a poem I got to figure out and read to you someday, Hayes. It's called The Broken Heart. Broken-hearted Butcher.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that. Cecil, say it again.
The Broken-hearted Butcher.
What about it?
It's a Dutch. It's a kind of a song or a poem, and it's pretty cute. I'll have to figure out all the words, and then someday when we're on like this, I'll tell it to you.
All right, we had several people join in here in a minute. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Bobby Green, hi from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Equally with you, my friend. Who else? Please say name and location.
Terry from Dallas.
Terry from Dallas.
Richard from Maryland.
Hello, everybody. Anna from
Kentwa. Hello, Anna from Kentwa.
And hi, Anna. Ashville,
hey,
North
there.
Carolina.
And Prudy, welcome, Prudy.
Thank you.
Hey, Prudy. Hey, Anna.
Who was that from Maryland?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. I thought it was you. Welcome,
hi. Richard.
Hi. All right. And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please state your location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
And more people join in. Welcome, please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome.
Thank you, Heiss.
All right. Who else? Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heiss. It's Susan in Fairfax, Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Good to be living in a fair place.
Not as good as paradise.
And they deal with faxes. We have email over here. All right, and of course, welcome to those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with tonight. If you have questions, we have answers. This will be a live channeling with Terry Brown doing the channeling and Winfrey asking the questions to our sources from the Ra Group and Elohim Group. And we wait for Win and Terry to join in here. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Helen.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hi, Helen. Hi. My family. You're all my family.
Hi, Helen.
Wonderful feeling, hey?
Hi, sis.
It is.
Somebody just claimed you as your sister.
Mm-hmm. All right, the helicopter's up. Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location. If you want to, and the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
From behind the iron curtain, it's just 20 years old.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you? Let me see. I have somebody who has a radio on or something in the background. Either mute yourself or I will mute you. Thank you so much.
Was it me?
All right. So, yeah, Wynn will be here shortly. And I want to mention again that we do every evening, or Wynn does, the Whole Planet Healing Call. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Edna.
Edna, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, good. You heard my voice.
I hear your voice, Wynn. And you will always be a free man. I'm happy for you.
Welcome to the call, Wynn.
Hi there. Now, is Terry here?
Negative.
Terry?
Rudy.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to submit your question per the question and answer email?
I think I sent it to Wynn.
Okay, so Wynn, do you know, could it be that your, if, what's it, questions at Intelligence Infinity doesn't work at this point?
It does work.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But if you didn't send it to that... If you didn't send it to that address, okay, I didn't get it. All right?
Okay.
Well, I may have gotten it. I may have gotten it. Hang on.
Might have been my computer. It said site not available or something.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, thank you.
And again, I welcome those people that are joining in here through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating.
Now, where is Terry? I just called her. She said she was going to be on.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Thank you all for being patient, Gordon. You don't have a choice.
How do you know we are patient?
I can tell. Psychic.
Hello.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Thank you for being here, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Everybody was waiting for you. You held everything up.
Oh, all right.
You wouldn't know what to do.
What's the big idea?
I bought too many groceries. I was too hungry looking at all that great food.
It's always dangerous to do groceries when you're hungry.
I know.
Terry, I'm so glad that you're part of our group and that you're doing what you're doing. You are a blessing to us.
Thank you, indeed. You're such a mushball.
Whatever you call it, I speak from my heart.
All right.
And we all
let's get started. Now, is anybody mad at me for sending out an email about Trump today?
No.
Morgan, are you there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a blessing, you know. If Kim is the way he's presenting himself right now. We need to be faithful and continue putting the situation into the love line.
We're going to continue, but you know what? I can't imagine that Kim really would want a nuclear war. You know, I can't imagine it.
Well, we have two factions at work here on this planet.
One that wants it and one that doesn't.
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is April 25th, 2018, with Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday. You got questions, we got answers. Not me, them, okay? So, Jay, let me make sure you're unmuted. Are you unmuted?
Yeah, I am.
You what?
I'm hooking up my headset. It's going to be on and just... be on now.
What'd you say?
My headset should be on now.
I hear you. I'm giving you a hard time.
All right. My volume was down, so I didn't know.
You know, people are people are asking such long questions. We should adopt Prudence's policy.
What's that?
Only yes or no questions.
So you don't mean Prudence, you mean Kimberly.
No, yeah, Kimberly, right, right.
Right, yeah.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system. Through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is far on. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we focus upon the physical realm and on the individuals particularly that are listening right now, whether it is listening to the call in later time than it was made or listening in the present. We are here. If we ever see anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it. You are sovereign over your own life, and you are the one that is in control, and we assist where we can to bring information or energies to help you in your difficult travels, often difficult travels in the earth plane. We are honored to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes. There was a period of time when the Ra group was going through incarnations on the planet Venus.
Yes.
And a percentage of them graduated according to
yes.
the Ra material.
Yes.
Could the Ra group tell us a little bit about their experience on Venus?
We have added more sense. We have added more being sense from other places. We remember the ones that were on Venus. The Earth was, the Venus Earth was, we are looking at, we are looking for the words to describe it. It was more immaterial. We could focus and our vision of taking a picture there is like made of particles of matter, and that we had the ability to bring them together and make them tighter or to dissolve to some degree. It was somewhat a skill that we had. If we wanted to manifest, we could bring particles together into a unique vision, or we could make them further and further apart until they dissolved. That was one of our abilities on Venus. Not everybody could do it, but some of us had just a good time in bringing visions together. It was, we could make a type of a movie that we could all sit and watch. We had food, and we would eat to sustain our bodies. We had family life, and we learned many lessons in getting along, and we had the more denser stone that we would make dwellings from, and also structural steel-type buildings that were very, very strong. And we had artists that could put them together in a way that was very eye-pleasing. And we had harmony, where our group could get together and we could experience harmony among ourselves and share knowledge of things that we had realized. And we had a group that was giving us information more than we are giving individuals in year-round information. We had a group that was sharing with us, and we would have meetings that were sort of like Sunday church, where they would talk. Some of these beings would appear, and they would talk, and they would encourage us, so that if things were hard, if there was not enough, we would be sustained within our soul by the messages of love that they brought, that there was life beyond our realm. So we had not a star that we followed. We had a vision of the higher dimensions and what it was like to live in harmony. And we had a goal to be able to share in a very fulfilling way. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Did you have spaceships?
We had a way of traveling that was not spaceships. Some of the other groups, one of the other groups had spaceships, but we considered them awkward and clumsy because the individual as a soul light body could travel at the speed of light or at the speed of instant thought. And so we did not concern ourselves with the clumsy space travel, but some people had it.
Was there a life on Earth at that time that you were aware of, and did you have any interface with it?
We could look into our scopes of, there would not be telescopes, but they would be like little, not TVs, they were better than TVs, that we could tune to certain coordinates and we could see life on Earth, and we saw swirling masses and storms, much like looking at Mars might be now. And we could project ourselves into the future and see that maybe some of us would be living there sometime in the future.
Thank you. Next question is from Mark Esquera in Long Island, New York.
Yes.
Could Ra'an explain what the difference is between what has been referred to as intelligent infinity and infinite intelligence? Thank you.
Intelligent infinity is more closer in. It is a look at the unknown, at life, and it is like a, what would you call a, not an, a scope, a crystal ball, only it's not a crystal ball, it's like a look, and you can zero in on here, or you can zero in there, and there's an infinite number of things you can zero in on. Intelligent infinity, using awareness and infinite books. Now, the other one you mentioned is, would you say the name again?
Infinite intelligence.
This is more zeroed in on the particular awareness. It can get very small, infinitely small, or it can go on. It's like the adjective describes the intelligence in this case, so that you have intelligence that is unending and is open and available to take looks everywhere. And it is infinite in its look on things.
Thank you. Carter Rucker used to talk about bringing back experiences to God or to the one infinite creator.
Yes.
And I thought about that. And it's,
yes,
it's kind of, is it like the one infinite creator cannot,
yes,
necessarily tune into everything that's going on at the lower realms?
Well, it's like everything is a spark of God. It, as God within it, everything. And perhaps it might be a narrow look or a broader look. Continue.
No. Well, it's like I don't want to go into too long a question because there's other people here, but just the idea of why the one infinite creator and perhaps even Elohim would use someone in this realm to bring stuff back to them.
Well, bring it back is kind of a funny term because there is no time. And so let's say you have the spark of God in the realm, and the spark of God goes through an experience. And it is part of God's experience as well as the individual's experience. And God takes that into account in his look of everything, because all the sparks of God make up God and are an aspect of God. So they're not like disconnected, that something that it is remote from God. It is a part of God, so it automatically becomes a part of God's knowledge and is a part of his experiential track on what is manifest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Hang on here. This is from Tad Winning in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
In the past, I have gotten tips from you on how to project energy to my loved ones.
Yes.
Shortly after I started transmitting in the cone shape you suggested, my mind changed the visualization to engulf the whole planet for some odd reason.
Yes, we do that ourselves.
My light never really got very bright, but
yes.
I figured since I have infinite light to draw from, that it would just take time and practice.
You have a whole field out there to practice with, yes.
In the last month, I have reconnected with the only real love in my life, and my light has become exponentially brighter.
Yes.
Is there an explanation for this? Or is it just because she is sending me energies herself and the whole is greater than the separate parts? Does being a couple strengthen the whole big picture of energy distribution? Thank you.
Yes, she has been looking for the fulfillment of sharing energy, and you have learned the way to do it, and it is fulfilling to her, and she also knows the way of sharing energy, so it is a very fulfilling relation, or can be fulfilling and even more fulfilling as you recognize each other at a soul level. Are you there?
I'm muted, sorry. I've observed that there are certain people, when we get involved and it develops, there gets to be a permanent energy between me and that person. it's kind of like I'm aware, if I look at it, I'm aware of them, and they're aware of me.
Yeah.
On an energy level. So yeah. as we build that, it's hard to tell who's you and who's them, which is okay. You know,
everybody has a soul frequency, which is recognizable, and you get to be able to distinguish who is within the sending of the soul energy, and you get to recognize each other without your body form.
Okay. Edna has a question. And
yes.
The other day I asked a question about the mathematical equations and the creation of events in the third dimension.
Yes.
The source has said that it is possible to train my slow physical brain to interpret the equations when I'm awake. Also, they said they would love to talk to someone in mathematical terms. I would like to ask if the sources would talk to me in these mathematical terms if I get my brain trained. Would they help me learn how to communicate with them mathematically? Edna.
Your brain may not, it's maybe not your brain that needs to be trained. It's your soul for soul talk. As it is so fast and so complex that your brain may not be able to deal with it all. To use a different part of your brain, though, so that it's very fast. And so the slow part of your brain won't be able to track it. It is forever changing. But that is a little bit of a hint.
Thank you. Next question is from Helen in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
My patience with the military, where I live now, has just been stretched too much. This is the worst I remember them being in the 20 years I've been here on and off. They have been revving up the jet engines at the Oceana base about 10 to 15 miles away. Either the earth has become too sensitive, or me, or both. It's so loud from very early in the a.m. to way after midnight. The earth vibrates, feeling like a small earthquake, making windows rattle and art on the wall shake. It's nerve-wracking, to say the least. While they're also flying well below the legal limit, it shakes everything and hurts the ears, even with earplugs. I try sending love and light, ignoring impossible and other things that I thought might work, even asking God to change the direction of the wind so they're not flying over so many homes. But the other night, as I was trying to get my door before it got so close, I suddenly snapped and started saying crash, crash, crash over and over. I couldn't think of anything else at the time. Later, I began to wonder, what can I do? What can I pray for or ask for? Or is there nothing I can do about it? I worry about the earth and the huge destruction they are creating, probably only the thought of the joy and thrill of that noise, speed, power, etc., and seemingly not caring if they are aware. Do you have any suggestions that I could try?
We are aware of the power of those jet engines and the way that they command the hearing and the attention of people with down below. And we do not suggest crash, crash, crash. More we suggest move.
Move, move, move.
Move,
move. Yeah. Yeah, I think when a situation like that becomes so unbearable, then it's up to you to take responsibility and get out of it.
Yeah. You could try, you know, sending for them to, like, move to a different base. Let them to complete their mission and move on. Or if there's a question, if they have started recently doing this, is it a project or mission they're on that will be over? Why are they doing it now? What are they preparing for? Is it safe to be in the area near a base? Perhaps some investigation online of what they are doing, what are their missions in the area. There are military wavelengths on the internet. We do not know if you have access, but some people can get access to that, and it will tell what is going on locally. Is there some place they eat that you could go and you could sit near them and see, ask them what is all this noise? It is a difficult situation, we realize, and they do take one's attention and make it hard to focus and meditate and to be the fragile life self and to blossom and grow. They simply take over with heavy and see if you can determine if it is short range or long range, what is going on, what are they up to.
Thank you. Somebody sent a question in, and they didn't send it to my right email. And I remember reading it, but it's still in the wrong place. Now I can't find it. If you're going to send a question, please send it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Because otherwise, I have to look for it, and then I miss it. Okay? So the question has something to do, and it's not the kind of question that our sources usually answer. You know, sometimes we think they know everything, and we can ask them anything, and they'll make a prediction for the future. And
we do not like predictions because of free will.
Yeah. The future can change because we can change.
Yes.
And
even Earth can change.
And Earth can change. So, and plus, it would be like if they answered those questions, it would give the idea that everything was meant to be. And that means, why have
it
a life here?
It is not meant to be. It is created in the now instead of in the future or the past.
And some people who are into metaphysics quote that. If it's meant to happen, it'll happen. Or if it's God's will, it'll happen. But
well, if they believe that, then it has a tendency to twist reality to their vision.
Well, in other words, instead of taking the responsibility for creating the foundation for something to happen, it's a passive approach. Like they're not in the equation. So it's disempowering.
Right. They're standing back and say, it's happening to me.
Yeah. So the question I'm looking for was like, oh, we're going to have an economic breakdown when? Okay. Now, a huge amount of people say we are, okay? Then other people say that something is coming to the rescue, okay, to replace the current economy. In other words, our money is worthless. Probably other money in the world is worthless, maybe not as worthless as ours, but we just print more money. And
there is a rigid structure based upon the people that set the financial system in motion, and they intend to keep it in motion as much as they can. But it is a creation. And it is not a necessary creation. It could be something else. However, they stick within their rigid structure because they feel that is their belief and it is necessary.
Thank you. So when we say that a financial collapse is inevitable, what would you say to that?
It is based, financial collapse is inevitable based upon their beliefs that it is inevitable and that they are going to have to do some kind of a reset. But it is based upon the assumptions that they're going to have to pay trillions and trillions of dollars back that we don't have to pay back. And so that everything must collapse and reset. Now, this is one potential that happens. And it is based upon what has been set in motion and the belief systems of the financial people at this time.
Thank you. Okay, next question here is from that one's from Prudence. And the next one is from Bonnie.
Yes.
It's interesting. Bonnie and Prudence seem to have asked somewhat of a similar question. Let me just see here. Bonnie
says, It is in the news. It is in people's minds at this time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask about an interesting vision I experienced recently. During our whole planet healing call, I found myself larger than the planet and can hold it in my arms. When we are moving around the ring of fire, I am moving in and out of the land masses as if I am swimming. This is not how I pre-plan my participation. This is simply what comes to me, as if I am the energy I'm intending out.
Yes.
During the recent call, Lynn was going around and naming countries, China, Japan, North and South Vietnam, I think North and South Korea. And he went back to Japan to focus on Fukushima for a moment. I found myself concentrating on a hot spot at the edge of the landmass that was glowing under the water. I saw myself spooshing waves around this red-hot glow that seemed encased in rock or cement, and then patting it down using the earth around it. Meanwhile, wind is continuing on around the ring, but I am determined to contain this and worked at it for several minutes until I was satisfied with the results. By then, wind was down to Baja, California, and I had to catch up with the group. While working on this seemingly molten hotspot, that to me was the runaway leaking of radioactive materials of Fukushima. I was underwater and moving as if I had fins and a tail. This is not the first time I've pictured myself underwater. Would Ra'an please comment on this? I am confident about my intention that day. Is there a reaction to my actions while I am envisioning this?
Yes. What you are envisioning is in some manner happening and isolating the energies, the bad energies, isolating them, bringing them under wraps and under control. And we can continue your vision and can contain, picture them contained, and then picture the fire getting less and simply evaporating. And this is one of the ways of projecting energy and helping Earth. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's asking, is because of the fact that she is working with the radiation, is she causing the radiation to go down?
She's containing it. If she, to keep it from spreading, but she could add that into the vision of having it dissipate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And we have time for one more question. And this question is from Prudence.
Yes.
No, here we go.
We love Prudence's questions, yes.
You do?
Yes.
I have a question for our sources regarding out-of-the-body type experiences. I have had three significant ones, and two are related. First, the two related ones were very similar. They were associated with significant times in my life. I think they might be called nodal points. It felt like I was pulled out of my body or I popped out. The first was immediately prior to a severe accident, age 19 to 20, and just before the accident, I popped out of my body and saw what was about to happen. In a split second that lasted but a moment, I think I must have realized that I was not going to die or end up paralyzed. I said, oh no, and popped back into my body and experienced the trauma in slow motion. There was no pain. I went numb. I was lucky with a broken nose and crushed sinus. I had a very strong body and neck at the time. The second time was very familiar to the first, similar to the first. The age was 38 to 40, and I was at a critical junction in my life and was asked to make a very important decision. At that moment, I popped out of my body and heard a loud no, and I went back in. Note, I ignored the no, and I think I am reaping the repercussions of that decision to this very day. So it must have been an important event. So, let me scroll down here. Can our sources comment on who or what pulled me out of my body? Me, my higher self, my guardian angels. The third time was a bit different and seemed to have been activated by myself in meditation. I was meditating. I started seeing something like driving a car in a blinding blizzard with the headlights on. All of a sudden, I was in outer space, flying through these stars. Just before I left my body and went flying through space, a strong pressure pressed on my chest, and I heard a loud cracking sound and pop. I was flying through space with stars flying by and music and colors that do not exist here on Earth. One second. Can our sources comment on who or what pulled me out of my body? And me, my higher self, and what happened from the higher level point of view? These events have puzzled me my entire life. Thank you.
Thank you. It was connected with your higher self, and your higher self is very powerful, and it is connected with your higher self, and it is your higher self speaking to your middle self, and acting as best it can as a guide.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for tonight, and I think we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing, and we will see you there. Thank you so much for being here and answering our questions. And thank you to everybody that asked a question.
Your conference recording has stopped.